Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
I brought my agent to my show in the main room.
Oh yeah, how'd it go?
I bought my dick off.
Farting in regular yoga class, fine. Farting in hot yoga is...
First of all, just want to touch on that. Not fine to fart in regular yoga class. Do you know how many shows I've done with people I didn't want to fucking see? I don't. A million?
All of my bridesmaids are wearing potato sacks. I don't give a fuck.
I wish I was worse when I drank so I'd stop.
Boy, the dicks I've sucked for literally nothing. Ah, here we go again.
Welcome to Slab!
Oh yeah.
Welcome to Slobs! It's me, Lara Bites. It was my birthday yesterday, and I have all my gifts around me. Jessica Michelle gave me this. It's body scrub in a usable cup. I probably won't use the coffee and the body scrub. Don't pour the coffee on top of the body scrub.
Yeah, don't use the body scrub as coffee either, because it probably looks like coffee grounds.
This is from Steph. It's a Libra candle, because I'm a Libra, and this beautiful holder lantern. And then these are from my managers. Thanks everybody for the gifts.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, that's so nice.
Isn't those beautiful?
And you went to Six Flags yesterday. How was that?
It was really fun. I rode all the rides. No one else can do that at our age.
No, you're the only one. When you invited me to come, I'm like, I will projectile out of all of my holes.
That's
can't
what almost everybody said.
Yeah.
We had a couple maybes. We had a couple yeses that turned into no's. And then we had some yeses that were yeses. But I was the only one once we got there who could ride all the rides. My friend Audra threw up in her hair.
On a ride?
On a ride.
Oh, man. Shit. I hope she didn't hit someone behind her.
I didn't even know it happened until dinner later, and she was talking about how she could still smell it.
And you're like, wait, smell what?
I was like, you threw up? Well, yeah. It's so funny because she does my hair. Like, she's my hairstylist. And so I was like, I thought you just really liked your hair because I saw her smelling her hair in the day.
Also, that's such a non-comic thing to do, to not immediately be like, I barfed in my hair. Like, if we barfed in our hair, we'd be like, hello.
I was screaming about it. And she's like, oh, God.
She's like, oh, my
no,
God.
She did it gracefully. I had no idea.
Wow. I'm so used to being around comedians that it blows my mind that she wasn't like, hi, I'm sick. Right. Oh, God.
We would have been screaming.
Yeah,
you would have heard me on
gracefully.
The ride.
I would have talked about it for a half hour before it happened.
Yeah.
I am going to throw up. I swear to God, I'm going to puke.
It's going to happen.
On the ride, you would have heard, holy shit, I barfed in my mullet. And you would have
been like,
I was
yelling all my feelings on the rides. I was like, my ass cramped up. Because your ass, that's the thing, is like, as an older person, all of your muscles, they're trying to keep you to the seat. So my asshole was like trying to attach me to the seat, which it can't. It's just...
It's trying to suction cup itself to the seat.
Your body's trying to keep you
safe,
still and safe.
Suction your asshole. Suction you.
Don't worry, I got it, the asshole.
Hey, whoa, don't worry. Okay, wait, what?
We don't need centrifugal force. We got me, the asshole.
Why do our assholes sound like old men? Hey, whoa.
Yeah, is your
I got you, I got you.
Your asshole's from New York?
Yeah. We've seen our assholes.
I'm walking here. I'm sitting here.
Hey.
That video changed my life.
I'm hanging out here.
What was I going to say? So you don't get, do you get like really nervous on the rides, or you just
I love it.
Did you get sick at all? Like you didn't even feel queasy?
No.
That's wild.
That's
how many,
insane.
Do you know how many rides you hit? I always count.
I could add it up, but I didn't count. I went on some like easier rides that I normally wouldn't have done. I have my routine. So I got my season pass, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go into the ride. Maybe I'll do Full Throttle if there's not a line. I'll do Drop of Doom, then Crazanity, Goliath. I'm sorry, Goliath is before Drop of Doom. Then the Twisted Colossus, which is the racing coasters. And then I'll go over, I'll do Tatsu. I'll do X2 last because it gives me a headache, and then we'll call it a day.
Wow.
Of course,
you have an itinerary for an amusement park.
I have my routine. I know it works. I know it doesn't. Riddler's Revenge, never again.
This is wild because don't you get scared on flights?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy to me that you
bonkers on a fuck
that you'll strap in and be loose.
Yeah.
Well, I know the death statistics for all of these things. People die on flights, and no one has died on any of the rides at Magic Mountain. The only times that people have died at Magic Mountain are times they were doing things that you're not supposed to do. So like hopping a fence to get a hat, or
and getting their head kicked off. Was that at Magic Mountain?
They or I don't know.
California
things have
Adventure.
Happened.
No,
someone got their head what? Kicked off.
Someone
kicked
died, I believe, off. On I Tatsu once, but it was like a person who worked there standing on the track when the ride went. So it's always stuff where I'm like, well, I won't do that.
Yeah, so...
Oh. Didn't somebody fall out of like a drop zone thing once, though?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Not
I just remember
know.
Final I Destination. That's never actually happened, where a roller coaster just jumps the tracks.
No.
You can't, like, put a penny. You know, have you ever heard that with trains? That, like, if you even leave a penny on the track, it could derail the train. And is that true?
No, there's think that's no true.
Because I've seen so many trains. I think that, and then I go in the New York subway, and I'm like, well, how haven't all of these crashed? They're covered in trash.
Yeah,
well, that also
literally.
Might have, like, been true at one point.
In the
like,
1700s?
It could come from truth, but then they accounted for it. And we're like, yeah. Oh, we should make trains that don't derail if you put a penny on the track.
Yeah, yeah, because otherwise, that. How will we keep selling these pennies for a quarter that are smashed in gas stations?
Hey, they're a dollar.
Oh, I know.
We
inflation is wild. We did. We almost paid a dollar for a penny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
In
that's
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Oh,
where the
God.
Fuck we were. That's wild. I would. That time I went to a amusement park, I barfed in a garbage can on the way home.
I was so yeah. disappointed last time I went to Universal Studios with actually my old podcast I used to do, Two Filthy Nerds. We did like a big meetup with the patrons and like everyone came. It was really cool.
Wow.
Because it was all done during quarantine. So we sort of had this little like group of people reading Harry Potter and stuff. So we're like, we're going to Harry Potter Land. And I love Universal Studios Florida. My favorite ride is Incredible Hulk. And I made the mistake of being like, we're saving the best for last. And then I went on the Hogwarts ride where you go through the castle, and it's not only moving, but it's 3 a day.
Yeah.
And I was done. And I just laid down next to the line for Incredible Hulk, and I was like, I'm not going to make it.
That's so funny because we did a similar ride where it's one of those like simulatory things where like the car is moving, but it seems like it's like a virtual experience. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll do this baby ride because my friends are all
they're the
wimps.
Worst ones.
And we got off it and they had motion sickness.
Yeah.
Everyone had to take a break. And I was like,
on to the next.
Yeah, the Harry Potter one at Universal.
I think it's the same way.
Also, me and my sister went right after she got off a plane from Toronto, and then we were in line drinking tall cans of Crow. And I'm like, oh, we've made a huge mistake here. We shouldn't be drinking excessively. Then jostling around.
Yeah, like, oh, we're going after a dragon. Just like you get hit in the face with something. And you're like, was this a 4D ride? And you're like, no, that's three rows up. Just yacked. It's.
I brought Susan today and I'm regretting it.
Hi, baby.
It. She's panting. I hope we can't hear the panting now. She's coming over to see
I
you.
I love you.
Oh, she's
hi,
just
Facey.
She's just too large.
We're so happy to have her back.
We are. You know what? Here's the thing. She's been up with that mic on the ground. Was
they're
on.
So funny.
Just like a dog mug.
I'm getting a picture.
Yeah, she. We have the dog mic. She literally. Sue, look over here.
Sue.
Oh, she poses.
Get me in it.
Yeah, she literally.
She's smiling.
Has been such a fucking sap since she's been home. Even though when we picked her up, she was more excited to see you, which I'm never gonna get over.
Oh yeah, which I feel like I
was mad. You were filming. I'm like, stop filming. I
know.
Don't
she got
anyone
so mad.
This.
And I was like,
she said it to you. I'm like, we're not posting this. I'm so upset.
Well, and I texted her and I was like, please film the moment that Steph and Sue are reunited so I
that.
Can see it.
No. And then
I saw it and you were like crying and she ran past you to Jessica Michelle.
And I called it. I said it to you before that. I go, she's going to go up to you first. I'm going to be fucking pissed. But now she's been up my ass. She's eating something off the floor. There we go. I don't know.
Well,
what that
now she's
going
to be back in the hospital.
Yeah, now we're back in the vet.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she's been up my ass around the corner. She's been sleeping with me and it's been very cute. And she stinks so bad. I should give her a bath today because
no,
she fucking
don't
reeks.
You dare.
Oh, don't do that to Susan. Man,
that's
she is licking like.
Up.
She's really so. Whatever, whoever's
snacks
here last.
That fell out of Sam Kinison's pocket in 1982.
Yeah.
Just little pieces of.
Yeah, this carpet I feel like could get redone at some point. No rush.
Yeah,
but
it's filled.
Gross.
With...
Oh, there's cum in this room.
Oh, everywhere.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, there's
it's in
definitely
the fucking
cum.
Doorway.
Oh, there it is. I see it. There is a load of cum.
I know. I see it too.
Man. Yep,
there we go.
Susan, can
we're
get our check on
her?
That?
Yeah, we're bringing her.
Susan,
that's fine.
No. That's hand sanitizer. Come here.
don't be an alcoholic.
Don't be like her. She is. If you spill fucking beer, she sucks
I
it
love
bad.
She,
like her
there's
mom.
There's dog hair on the fucking backdrop
I'm
now.
Sorry. I'm never bringing her again. She's ruining everything. It's
she's the best.
Lie down, please.
Look, I have a thing. I'm a weird dog whisperer, so I don't know. I sort of think the way that people's dogs will react to me, and more than one person has gotten mad at me because of how much their dog loved me. And I truly think that there's something about me, and I don't know if it's like an undetectable or maybe detectable scent I give off or just my appearance, I think dogs think I'm a dog.
I mean, I don't think that's true.
I don't think they think you're a dog. I think that dogs can, like,
or they
sense
think
who
I
good
have,
people are.
Yes,
and I think that you're safe and they know.
Yeah, you're lower. You're more, they can, like, they think they can dominate you. That's
they like
why.
Your
they're,
vibe.
Like, eye contact with you.
That's why it's such a red flag if, like, your dog hates your new boyfriend or
oh,
whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's, I was very worried when Susan met Zach. I was very worried
really?
That she was going to.
But she didn't. She was
didn't.
Great.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, no,
has she ever
relief.
Not liked someone? It would
no, that's
be such a red flag if
that's
she didn't
problem.
Like someone you were dating.
No, I'd call the police.
Yeah,
if
no.
Somebody came out to a golden retriever.
You're like,
I
you need
like,
to look in this person's basement.
Yeah, so something, problem. She smells decaying bodies.
Yeah, you've murdered someone. That's how I feel about Moki, is that, like, she'll be a little like, with other dogs, but if she doesn't like a person,
yeah.
I'm something's like, up. Something's up.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, my ex's dog, she just was real hot or cold and was kind of a bitch. And also,
really,
I think,
Peach?
Yeah, Peach
was
also was racist.
The ugliest dog
sure.
in the entire world. Peach was so ugly, I couldn't pet it. I told her that after. Oh, come on. Like, it's a cute dog. Looks like
I love Peach.
It was found in a
you
tube somewhere.
Her she's so cute.
No, it's
my
cute.
Cats were found in the fucking trash, too.
Yeah, but they're cute. Yeah. Peach looks like it was face down in a fucking wet tube for several
she's a little rough
Peach
around the edges.
Very,
oh,
she's
come
cute.
At me. I've already upset the poly community. Now I'm upsetting the Peach community.
Could you imagine?
I mean, no
next?
Offense,
we
but
found out
Moki
Peach
doesn't look
a...
like she cost $1,000 either. I'll tell you what. Wait, I'm sorry to say
Moki
it.
Moki is just one Moki's tooth away cute. From being an aesthetically perfect dog.
My
all right?
cat has a snaggle tooth. I'm not shaming, but she was cheap.
Did you know that there's like a rescue, like the how they do the canine dog shows? They have like a whole rescue one now, like that you can. I don't know why I'm saying this as if I'm going to compete in a rescue.
You're saying it as if you're nervous. What's the premise of the show?
It's just like how they like bring the dogs around and they like do the little hoops, but they have one
for
rescue.
Oh, that's
very
cute.
They used to only have it's like a purebred, like the Kennel Club. Because I remember I briefly had a therapist who, like, every session seemed to somehow bring up that he had a dog that. Was in the American Kennel Club.
That's a flag.
Oh, that's
for a therapist.
So annoying.
Well, that's a therapist who I think either ghosted me or he was very old and just passed away. Like, he just.
No, he passed away. He went to the American Kennel Club, one final reunion.
I was like,
died.
I didn't even go to him long enough for him to decide he wanted to ghost me. I've never had that happen, but I've heard.
I don't think he just died. I mean, our therapist has kept us posted on his adventures in the hospital and recovering from open heart surgery. But like, we're in the know.
Okay.
You know
what
I mean?
You're in the know.
Well, I showed up for my session one day and he just wasn't there. And another lady in the shared office was like, oh, he's not here. And then when I called.
I feel like she would have told you if he died.
Yeah. Yeah. If she knew, maybe he had just died.
That seems like a weird time.
I also did. He wasn't a good fit, though. Like, I was like, I need a woman. And someone
you need a woman. You need a woman.
Who doesn't bring up their
American Kennel Club
dogs, things.
Stop it. Whatever the fuck she's eating on.
And now I have a great therapist who's iconic. Go Sharon. But
Sharon and Judy. I had a big update with Judy. I hadn't talked to Judy in 8 weeks.
Oh, and you came in, you're like, I've got a boyfriend.
Oh, I came in and she was like, excuse me. And I'm like, I want to marry him. She's like, whoa, let's fucking relax here. She was even like, at one point she went, can I say something less as a therapist and more as a mother? Don't marry him. What are you doing? I was crazy.
Don't
I was,
marry
she's
him?
She's like, not yet. She's like, you're being insane. I looked at wedding dresses yesterday.
Online or in person?
Online,
he's going to hear this. You probably told
him
already.
He knows. I already told him. I already sent
that's
them
so
to him.
Funny. We were in.
I got a couple bookmarks on the David's Bridal website.
Yeah,
I won't lie to you.
You've been in a relationship for over a year.
Yeah.
I'm 4 weeks in and I'm like, he's my husband.
Yeah, but I didn't just look up the David's Bridal website yesterday, if you know what
okay,
I mean.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. That makes me feel better. Okay,
we were in Montana and we were just walking through the streets of Montana and we didn't end up doing it, but. We were walking through Bozeman.
Susan, what are you eating?
Yum it.
She's just clapping her. She's just chomping her mouth to get attention.
Stop. No, she's eating something.
Susan.
Fuck me, man.
Stop it.
This is why she has no
I don't see anything in her mouth.
Well, I went down there and it was really wet.
I know. I saw your whole hand.
That's what he said.
I got a really good angle on that.
I got right in there. Santa, sorry.
We saw a wedding dress store and I was like, should we go in and try on wedding dresses? And we were like, let's do it. But I think we ended up getting distracted.
Well, I also was like, I'm not going to buy a wedding dress right now.
Obviously, neither was I.
Looking around Montana.
I think I would have done it solely for the purpose of taking a picture and sending it to Nate.
I'll tell you what.
Like, how do I look?
I've driven past the La Cienega David's Bridal many times and been like, Do we go in?
Do we go in?
Should we have a day where we... I'm just, so sick.
You're ill.
I'm fucked.
We
also,
can do it today.
A mullet and trying on a wedding dress is not a good look.
Why not?
I got a fresh mullet.
You put a little pearl comb in there, you got yourself a wedding day hairstyle.
You put a little tiara.
Oh, a flower crown with
flower
the mullet?
Crown, mullet.
Yeah.
Oh, a flower crown is the move for your hair.
I was looking
We're planning your wedding look.
I was looking up rock chic. I was looking up black dresses. I was being crazy.
Pictured myself in a
little bit of like rocker chick dresses.
That would make sense.
I'm not going to do black. That's crazy. What am I saying? I need to calm down.
Who cares? It's fun.
No, it's twisted. It's twisted.
Also, well, I want to know from the lady listeners, obviously, like, really fully planning out, like, we're going to... But, like, we all romanticize those things when you find the right, like, the person you like.
I'm being 100% real right now. I never thought I'd ever get married. Like,
so funny.
Like
I was just going to say, actually, now that I'm saying this out loud, like, I have theoretically thought of my wedding. I've never had... This is the only partner where I've, like, imagined... I shouldn't be saying this either. Where I've imagined what, like, marrying that person.
Yes.
Instead of just being like, well, what kind of dresses do I like? Because I want to know, like, what my friends would look like in a wedding where I marry this person whose face I don't see when I imagine a wedding at all, which is rarely.
I
have the order of my bridesmaids decide.
Is like it height order? I'm always on the end.
Oh, sweetie.
You're not in it.
No, you're totally on the end. You're gonna be the first one out, but we'll rearrange. We'll see what happens.
I've been cropped out of several photos.
Well, Dave's sister is tall, and you're not. I mean, I just felt like it would. But we'll talk about it. We've got plenty of time.
Funny.
I haven't been proposed to, so
yeah, we know that so far.
We have at least a year.
Yeah. I what if I get engaged for all of you?
Then, I wouldn't be surprised.
I would not. I was. I loved him yesterday. And
I kind of would. It'd be a flag for me because I think I'm going to get engaged soon.
It's a flag for me if I get engaged very soon. I need to calm down, but I am seeing him.
Yeah, but also if you do something manic and that happens, it's not a reflection of either of our relationships.
No, God, no. It's a reflection that I need to be on medication.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't be like, this is taking too long. I'd be like, Steph is moving too fast.
The candle that burns the brightest burns the quickest. Be careful.
Hey.
I maybe need to.
Don't rush it.
Accidentally drop a Lamictal brochure on Steph's side of the studio.
I'm being
oops.
But yeah,
what's that? Oh, a mood stabilizer. Weird.
He's also saying the same shit as me. I'm not. It's not one-sided.
I know.
Like,
I know.
We're both talking fucking crazy.
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
And it's normal to get a little bit crazy and manic when you're excited because you love someone and it's mutual. Like, it's exciting.
It's also so hard to find a person that you click with in that way that when you do, it's super exciting. You know what I mean?
And it's also so freeing to feel safe.
To act like that.
Talking about the future and fantasizing about the future. Like, it's fun.
I've never had this. I've never, like,
no,
even like my first boyfriend, I swear to God, we were like, I know he wanted to marry me, but I was like, I didn't want to marry. I was like, I don't want to get married. I'm like, why can't we just be common law forever? I don't know. I don't need the wedding. I don't need the whole party. Now I'm like, we're having one at my cottage. We're having one. Ew, I just had a piece of lettuce on the side. I didn't need
Susan.
My relationship where the guy proposed to me, he wasn't someone I wanted to marry. So I never got to this place with him.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting married. And I saw some of the pictures and he was wearing sneakers and like a BO stained T-shirt in the woods in Milwaukee. And I'm like, yeah, this was not a fit.
Well, that wasn't going to be how it was.
That wasn't going to be
him and you weren't going to marry him anyway. But like, there's a lot to be said about like, well, there would never be a stand.
Well, it's also get a new shirt.
It's your fucking wedding.
Don't
wear an undershirt.
He had BO at my dad's funeral.
Oh, big
like,
B.O.
bad enough that I was embarrassed, which in retrospect, I'm like, I shouldn't have had to be thinking about that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have.
You should have had clean armpits for my dad's funeral.
Wow, can't believe you didn't want to marry that guy.
I know.
I'm so shocked.
There was a guy
too picky. That's why I was single for so long.
Ugh.
There's a guy with B.O. yesterday at Marshall's so bad that I walked by. I went, oh, you know, when it hits you in the face. And then
I'm
he was
so
like,
tired of that.
Crouched down. Then he's like, hey, I'm like, hello. He's like, sup? I'm like,
no.
What's going on? Then I see him hitting on one of the workers, and I went up to the front. I'm like, this guy is making me uncomfortable.
Near the kitchen equipment.
He was crouching by the rugs. He was crouching by the rugs.
I went to Marshall's yesterday for a second. I was like, was it me?
It was you. You were crouching by the rugs. And I was like,
there also are instances, like if someone, and no one did, I didn't smell it on anyone, but if someone had had BO at Six Flags, for instance, okay, great.
Yeah, you're worked
I
up.
Walked
you're
fucking outside. 7 miles and took 16,000 steps at Six Flags yesterday. It's like, I don't even know how many flights of stairs I climbed. Okay, it was 96 degrees.
Yeah, you also have scared BO happens.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, you're gripping on.
Funeral,
if you're
wedding?
In the candle section at Marshall's no, and you no. reek,
something's up.
That's a you problem.
No, that's
yeah,
a big
also,
problem.
Candles, aren't we? You need to cover that up, bud.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Just light
you need
it up
deodorant.
To cover your
pulse.
So crouching.
Your
I wasn't even looking at the rugs. You were just like crouching.
Just
crouching
hiding.
Threw me off. Yeah, it was weird.
He's like, what's
he was in
this
there hitting on people
here?
At Marshall's. It was very strange. He wasn't looking at anything.
A crouch biologically is off putting.
It is, especially in a public.
It's a pounce.
It's a poop position.
It's a precursor to a pounce.
Yeah.
It's also a poop position. That's another excellent point.
Yeah.
You know what I like is being able to, having a partner that you can, like, joke or talk about those things with and not feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, Nate the other day, I came back and he's like, let's go on a walk. And I really thought, I was like, where are we going? And he was going to get ice cream. And I was like, excuse me, you're getting ice cream? And he's like, well, I want ice cream. And I was like, you know, I can't have ice cream. It doesn't matter. He came out from Jenny's ice cream and there were two flavors. I was like, can I have a bite? And
I prefer to think it's pronounced genus, like penis.
Oh,
genus.
It's spelled J-E-N-I-S.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm gonna go with
I know
genus.
That's neither here nor there, but I'm sorry. What was the rest of your story you were in the middle of telling?
Oh, I tried a bite of his ice cream. I was like, that's really good. And I was like, what flavor it is? And he's like, wedding cake.
What flavor it is?
And then he was like, you know, I'm just testing things out for when him. He was kidding. But like the fact that he could joke about something like that. Well, no, I was like, I mean, we could just have wedding cake ice cream at our wedding. I'd be fine with that. And he's like, yeah,
that
me too.
Great. A tub of ice cream? I love
oh
that
God,
idea. Save
good.
Yourself $1,000. Make everybody happy.
Yeah, make everyone fucking project out
everyone.
In the night. Are you kidding me? Open bar, open tub of ice cream? That's churning
well, you could
in the
have
stomach.
Someone serve it.
Yeah,
but I mean, why would you? Why would you want to pay an ice cream server?
Crevasse yeah. of ice cream. People are just going up and getting
I prefer
scooped.
The term open trough. I think it adds a little bit of class.
At one wedding I went
trough
to.
Trough is classy.
years ago, my ex, Steve, we went to his sister's wedding, and at the end of the night, they brought out a pickle tray. And it turns out I polished off that tray on my own. I was violently ill that night.
Well, I mean, you ate
sweet
a tray
pickles.
Of pickles.
Pickles.
I think if you eat a tray of lots of stuff, you'll be ill by highs.
I think
sweet.
Anything eaten by the
lot.
Tray is probably going to be doomsday.
Yeah, you shouldn't
you know?
Eat
also,
stuff
the,
by the
just,
tray.
There's nothing else. It was just pickles.
I purchased a pickle with my lunch at Six Flags yesterday.
Big one?
Because it's a vegetable. Yeah, a big one.
I love the big one.
And I was embarrassed because I heard the people in line with me being like, who would get a pickle? And I'm like, someone who eats a vegetable with their meals.
She hates pickles.
I'm a non-pickle person. I feel that
it's very. Thank you. I got very upset by it. It almost made me not like her anymore.
I'm not super upset. Some people aren't comfortable with vinegary foods.
Yeah,
I don't like those people, and this will affect our friendship
Going forth as well.
But I had a boss who didn't like olives. Do you like olives?
I don't like olives.
Okay. You don't like vinegar? Okay. That's fine. I'm kidding. It's not going to affect.
Sorry,
our
I don't like the taste of sour, salty.
Yeah, I'm
nasty
not out of my mind.
My
I mean, I don't understand
like,
it. I love
at
it.
At least it's slimy. That's good.
Yeah, it's a toad's back, and I like sucking on it.
It's delicious.
I'm not the weird one here. I'm not. You say
all
that
the salt,
and I'm not...
none of the calories. Are you shitting me?
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
not to like?
I could eat a whole fucking thing of Vlasic right now.
Vinegar is also really good for stabilizing your blood sugar.
There you go. That's why.
As is eating a vegetable before a meal.
There you go. That's why I do both.
I think that pickles are a very splitting food. People either love them or they really don't like them. If you put a pickle near my, like, I get pissed when a menu doesn't tell me, by the way, there will be
get
a pickle
pissed.
On the plate.
I'm going to go ahead and dispute that. I don't care about pickles any which way. I'll eat one if it's there. It was my only option for a vegetable.
You paid
I
extra
ate
for
one.
A pickle, but you don't care about them?
I'd pay extra for any vegetable that you pay for food. That's just how
you're an outlier.
Money works.
Yeah, okay.
Look, most people at an amusement park aren't going, how can I add a vegetable?
Most people at an amusement park are disgusting. Have you been to one recently? Do you see what they did eat? Have you seen a funnel cake in the last 10 years?
Hot dogs.
I've had a corn dog that's
nachos.
Double dipped. Yeah, I'm aware
double
of
dipped.
Dip.
Double the corn?
Yeah.
That's
oh,
I want
corn.
That.
Oh, Disney corn dogs. If we ever go to Disney, that's, I mean, you just have to risk the flour. You've got
and she's
it.
A Disney person,
I actually
too.
Don't
a lot
have
of
to.
Red flags here. Disney, pickles.
I'm sorry. There's nothing red flag about liking Disney.
I've never been to Disneyland. There absolutely is something red flaggy about liking. I don't know if flaggy is a good sounding word, but about liking Disney.
A little flaggy.
Hey, whoa. I'm a big flag person, so that's upsetting me. love flags.
I love flags.
I So I think that there's a spectrum of Disney liking. I'm fine with an adult who enjoys going to Disneyland. But if you're a Disney adult, I need you to keep a sizable distance from me because I think that there's something wrong with you.
We talked about this on my radio show.
Oh, on your, that was like, I feel like we talked about this.
Yeah, it wasn't on this.
Yeah, no, I'm not like a crazed Disney adult. Do I have two sets of ears? Yes, it's because I forgot a set of
ears. But you're not wearing one right now.
Yeah.
So that's where you are on the spectrum. Yeah, and I think that's an okay place to be.
Disney's not in my Instagram bio.
Right.
I'm not like,
it shouldn't be. That's a good point.
No, please. Don't
put the ears in there. I like the theme parks. I think they're cute. I love the movies. There's nostalgia.
Totally. Six Flags is Warner Brothers.
Okay.
I'll go to a Warner Brothers themed park, but I'm not wearing a Bugs Bunny t-shirt right now.
Well, that's way worse.
Yeah. We got to take a quick break here.
We got to take a break. But we're coming back. We're talking about Bugs Bunny people.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back. And as mentioned pre-break, I wanted to talk about Looney Tunes t-shirt people. Or more importantly, Looney Tunes Warner Brothers characters versus Disney. Because I feel like Disney adults get a lot of flack, and I'm not one of them. And sure, within like a certain amount of crazy, it's justified. But if you saw a person with a Mickey Mouse tattoo, or like a Minnie Mouse tattoo, or a Tinkerbell tattoo, and then you saw a person with like, I don't know, a Tasmanian Devil tattoo or a Tweety Bird, which one of those people you think is more likely to be involved in a meth fire?
I mean, I'm Tweety even Bird. Thinking a t-shirt's tattoos is next level. Like, that's bad. But also, it makes me question, did you get a Tweety Bird tattoo when you were 18? Because you're wearing a Tweety Bird t-shirt today.
Yeah. That's
you know?
Yeah.
So
like,
true.
When the decision was made today.
Yeah, that's also a true thing. But I don't know, Tweety Bird, I think a Tweety Bird t-shirt is like the flag of...
meth?
Like, yeah.
It's so funny because I'm feeling like I could pull one off.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Did Tony just say yeah?
Tony's like, yeah, you could.
I feel like if I had one, I'd have to like a mullet on Tweety Bird or something or make it like
I also
badass.
Think Tweety Bird, if
but
I was going to wear.
You have a mullet, so I feel like that makes the t-shirt look ironic anyway.
Oh, I thought we were talking about tattoos. I meant Tweety Bird with a mullet tattoo.
I'm picturing a Tweety tattoo on your bicep,
you should.
I encourage you not to get one.
What if you got a Tweety Bird, but it was on like a Hot Mermaid body, like a sailor?
If this ends with us all getting matching
Tweety Bird pinup, ew, in a bikini with a Tweety Bird head, that's
like,
so
what's
gross.
Titty Bird?
What's the trashiest tattoo anyone could get? It's just that. Covered in.
Speaking
roses.
Of
hot Tweety with a
Disney thing,
how sad would it be if all my prisons just fell down right now?
I'd be very
so
upset.
Devastating.
This is a very big jump, but I want to bring it up.
Yes.
So Zach, back to my boyfriend, because I never had one, so I have to keep talking about him.
Have you guys heard?
My boyfriend is Zach.
Very loud.
He doesn't know this yet. I did. I sent a text. Did you say you love me? I'm like, no, I meant you're no. And then I was really embarrassed. Anyways,
Wait. Slow that down.
No,
you just said those words all so fast.
I said I loved him over text, but it was like, he says something funny.
Oh, you can't erase that.
He made fun of me.
You're like, haha, I love you. Like that kind of thing.
Because he's
like, oh, God, I love you.
Yeah, because he said, I looked like my new haircut looks like Aphrodite and Dog the Bounty Hunter had a kid, and I laugh very hard. I'm like, that's a funny line.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's very accurate. Also, Aphrodite's hot, and I'm like, Dog the Bounty Hunter's not. So
and
I'm like,
Dog the Bounty Hunter is to some people.
Yeah. And I'm like, so that's a hilarious mix. I'm like, haha, I love you so much. And then he's like, did you say love me? I'm like, no, I meant like a. And then I was like, also, I'm like, I think love doesn't count over text first. It has to be over the phone or in person.
I think you said it.
Look, I
said it accidentally once, but then I was like, I meant, I'm just leaving. See, I said it as I was leaving. And I was like, all right, love you. I didn't say that. I didn't.
That doesn't count. I think it has to be like an eye to eye thing. And
but
you're like really
I think
in the moment.
It does count because both of you meant it because you both love your boyfriends. You just haven't told them yet, but you both have, is what I'm hearing.
Like, I don't want to think about
that. I'm not saying that on the podcast.
No, I'm not saying. No, he's getting it in person, but we were talking about couples costumes because I've never gone as a couple before. And then he's like, because he's a big mustache, he's like, oh, I want to go as Captain Hook.
What,
you can
be
go
Smee?
As Tinkerbell. And I'm like, do you know who I am?
I went Smee. Go Smee.
I'm like, I
also, that'd
tell
be
him,
funny.
That'd
you
be
should be Captain
Smee.
Hook. Your
Wait,
hair is perfect for it.
Is he coming here? What if we all did Peter Pan character?
He is coming here.
So are we not going to Dave's party in South Central? Is
Absolutely
that what I'm hearing?
Not going to South Central party.
I mean, that seems a little.
I kind of want him not to go to a party in South Central.
Yeah, go somewhere else.
Let's do the Haunted Hayride for sure. But I'm like, do you not know who I am? Tinkerbell? And I sent him the videos of me as like Clifford.
I have a Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell
Alice
costume
my
that has a wine stain on it.
Of course you have a Tinkerbell costume.
Tony just laughed at you as
Not
Alice Cooper.
Not for holidays, just because I love Disney.
I'm me as Tinkerbell. I'm like, oh yeah, if she fucking fell off the wagon, started going to heavy metal shows and just smoked cigarettes
Roberts
for 40
one
years. I'm like,
in Hook.
I said I'd go as a crocodile before anything else.
That's so funny.
I'm like, I'm not going.
TikTok. Nana, the dog, the family.
Oh my God, you'd be such a good Nana because your hair would be good ears.
Oh, you really?
Because you have thick hair.
Oh, I should be Nana?
Well, you're wearing the ribbon in your hair today. I mean, would you back me up, Steph? I didn't mean that she looks like a dog. Like,
yeah,
you're a beautiful woman, obviously.
Obviously. I think... Man, should we do a Peter Pan group costume? And I can just get
Nate.
We'll be Lost Boys, and we'll wear just those raccoon hats.
I feel like we should do Hocus Pocus.
I do, but too.
Again,
but Steph gets
bringing
mad
our boyfriends
in on it.
She
jumps to the assumption that she'd have to be Kathy Najimy.
Of course she would.
Kathy Najimy, are you mentally ill?
Unless she's Bette Midler.
But you haven't seen the new one where she flies on two Roombas, and you could put Roombas around your shoes, and it would be really fun.
Shoombas. There we go. I mean, look, if we want to do that, we can easily do that.
I would be down to do it. Would you be Bette Midler, or would I be Bette Midler?
You'd obviously be Sarah Jessica
Parker.
Yeah,
she's definitely Bette Midler.
Oh, okay. I'm
Bette Midler just by elimination.
Yeah. And I obviously, we know who I am.
I thought maybe my teeth would get me typecast as Bette, so that's...
No, your petite frame and long blonde hair.
What the hell?
You are Sarah Jessica...
Amok.
Yeah, and you just did that, so here we are.
What does her face do? She goes,
Yeah, she does it like sideways. How does she do that?
Oh. I don't know what she says, though. Give me a line.
Oh, does that mean I get to have little fake
Winnie
buck teeth?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cute. Wait, are we really going to
do
it or no?
Thing. I said Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy from SpongeBob SquarePants, and that made me laugh really hard. You guys
Dave and I were going to be Rick and Morty, but we haven't gotten costumes.
You need a shirt.
Yeah, you need a t-shirt and shorts.
That's an easy costume.
I need a gray beard and I don't think he has a beard. I need a gray wig.
Just like... Or you could get gray. They
I think
have, like,
she's just licking
spray
her paw. She's an animal. She doesn't have anything.
I said something to Nate today. We went on a hike this morning, and I was like,
she's eating out a ghost.
I was like, oh, we could. I want to do something
for
Halloween.
Oh,
she's chewing something. Something in her fucking mouth. Damn it, dog. Drop it.
We'll be right back.
She's just licking a ghost, and then we hear a crunch.
Susan, spit it out. Drop it.
Ew, I was so far in there. Ew, what that was.
She's so cute.
Laryngitis down there. God damn it.
She's so cute.
I'm never bringing her again. She's so annoying. Sorry,
she's
listeners.
She's being such a good girl.
A golden retriever to
she
a podcast.
She doesn't know
my
a
fault
lot of
special
stuff.
Guests.
Yeah, like I didn't know.
Special
golden
girls.
Like I didn't know an 85-pound
dog. What if we were the golden girls?
Oh my God, she can be...
Put a little wig on her.
I'm, of course, what's her name?
Dorothy.
No.
I mean the old one.
Yeah, No,
I'm
the
Sophia.
B.
B. Arthur, yeah.
B. Arthur.
Dorothy.
Hello, I'm B.
Oh, totally.
Oh, I don't know. Sorry, I don't know the
name. And you got to be Rose, which makes Susan the slut. Blanche, or unless I'm Blanche, but I thought I'd be
Susan's
Sophia.
Betty White.
You're Sophia.
Susan's Betty White.
Yeah, Susan's Betty White.
Yeah. Oh, and you're Blanche?
Yeah, you're Blanche.
I love you.
Oh. Yeah.
I guess.
I'm bringing Susan to a Halloween party. We've gone mad.
All right, fine. Zach can be Betty White. And then Nate and Dave can just be side characters or old people.
Yeah.
Oops, just realized we've been planning this for 15 minutes.
Yes, we really have.
That's fine.
Back to the pod.
Yeah.
On the note of couples costumes, because it's the Halloween spirit, so I feel like we could talk about it.
Yeah, it's October.
I mentioned it today on our hike. I was like, oh, you know, I want to do something for Halloween, which I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, what's going on? Because I was like, well, there's this house party in South Central. But when I was like, oh, we could do like a couple's costume, Nate was like, oh, like, is that something that you want to do? And I was like, oh, you're not a Halloween person. You don't. And he's
no,
very willing
but
to do it.
He loves you so much that he would do a dorky couple's costume with you.
I mean,
Peter Pan.
I could have a party.
He would dress up like anything you told him to. In fact, I feel like you should just throw out the most ridiculous thing you can think of just to see what he says, because I bet it's a yes.
You should have a party.
I could have a party.
You could have a party. I could have a party.
I'll have a party.
Okay. I was like, my house is big enough.
I could do a party. I could do a party for sure.
Great.
Yeah. You want to?
Yeah, I will.
One of us could.
Yeah, I will.
All right. What, that's Saturday?
Yeah.
It's happening. The party is here. Now I got
to
figure out.
Slob listeners. Oh, also, I forgot to tell you, people came to Slob's in San Fran. Thanks for coming out. San Fran listeners, that was nice. I had some people come out.
Yeah, I'm having more and more people at shows come out.
We had fucking great shows in Montana.
Oh, Montana was cool. We did a theater. That was so cool. Thanks to everyone who came to that theater.
We sold well, too.
That's great.
We got to just start triple headlining everywhere. in the US and Canada.
We need to do more music venues. You guys, if you live in a city that has a music venue, tell us about
every city.
You live in a city where music sometimes plays.
I think we could sell out 600 tickets between the three of us. Oh, 500,
yeah,
600.
Yeah, yeah. Especially
like one
bigger
night?
Cities that are not like... Sit down, please.
Yeah, and if it's like one night, so it's that's the thing is like when you stretch out a weekend of shows, it's like depending on the size of the club. Also, it's people are going to different nights, so maybe you'll sell it some. Maybe you sell it all of them, but sometimes you don't. But like if it's one night, that kind of puts a fire under everyone's ass. Like this is the only night they're here.
Yeah,
and then we're in and out.
I love an in and out. Look at Fiddler's Elbow. It feels good. San Fran was great. I had very good turnout in San Fran.
I love the crowds in San Francisco.
Yeah. It was insane. They were crazy.
Oh, I mean. You had, like, a lot of, you have a new rule now for your rider, right?
A new rule in my rider.
Let's talk about it.
And people listening should hear this, especially the men listening.
Well, and this is the issue, too. I didn't realize that the booker, Molly, told me that most female headliners, majority, when they send into their clubs, to the clubs, it says it'll have a photo of a guy or a couple guys.
Everyone has a stalker.
Yep. This guy not allowed in if he comes to the show. And I was like, what?
I should have that in mind.
Me too.
It literally is a real thing now. So I have a new thing where if you, single men that come alone can't sit in the front row. Because I had four in one show and I felt very uncomfortable. And then one show, I had one guy and I feel bad if he's listening, but like he just gave off a bit of a vibe and then kind of got uncomfortable. So I didn't do the meet and greet afterwards. And then he waited to take a photo with me. And then I was like, he waited like 45 minutes,
it's
and I was
creepy.
Like, it was just like, it just made me feel, it's also like,
no
it's
better.
Weird to, if you're gonna, also if you're alone, like, just sit in the back, or sit in the back.
Like, it's like, here's the thing, even like, absolutely go alone to a comedy show, even if you're a woman, not even from a creepy standpoint, the guys, it's, that was creepy, but the energy.
It's the energy.
When there's
and
gaps
it's,
in the front row,
it
there's
ensures
something about
an empty
it up.
Seat. Yeah. It ensures an empty seat in the front row, and that doesn't feel good.
And the guy I was telling you, I'm going to post this clip because I can't wait. But I outed a guy who had sent me a creepy DM in the crowd, and he's like, "No, I didn't." And I yanked his phone out of his hand. I scrolled up and I read exactly what he said. Oh yeah, I fucking called him out so fucking hard. And he's like, "Oh," and then the crowd went ballistic. But he sat
and he sat
in the front motherfucking row alone. I go, "You sent me a thing that you wanted to bang me, take me out for dinner, and spoon me, and then you fucking sat alone in the front row. What am I supposed to do now? The whole show, I'm weird." So I fucking ripped him a new one the entire show.
Yeah, that's good.
So I was like, "Fuck you, man. Sit a little further back." Like, okay, I will say, Zach.
Or better yet, get a fucking life. Don't come to my shit. Don't hit me up. Forget that you ever saw me.
Don't. Yeah. And also, I didn't reply, like, whatever.
But come to the show quietly and never tell me about it.
Better yet, get a therapist, deal with the fact that you're attracted to unavailability, and then go find a real girlfriend instead of latching onto a celebrity like a fucking creep.
But this sounds like Zach right now. You're scaring me.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem.
But you're dating Zach.
No, I know. But Zach did come alone to a show. He did slip into the DMs, but it was a
normal... Then you're describing Zach right now.
No, it was normal nice. It wasn't, "I want to fucking bang you." It
exactly.
was like, "I think you're very pretty. I think you're very funny. I would love to take you out for a drink."
Yeah.
That's
also,
it. Nothing. I want to fuck you. I want to open your asshole. I'm going crazy.
Dave was alone at a show in the back row and then DM'd me and said, "Bryson said I should say hi," and asked me out for lunch and we went out.
Well, there
and
you
we're
go.
Still together.
Normal DM.
He didn't tell me to open my asshole up and fucking... film a cigarette going into it or whatever the fuck these guys are asking
psycho.
Us for. What's so funny is so I blur my feet out when I take pictures of my puzzles because I do puzzles and then I stand on my chair so I can take a picture. I'm at home. I'm in my kitchen. I often don't have shoes or socks on. I blur my feet out. And my sister, I've been getting messages from people who are like, "Are you embarrassed by your feet or something? Do you not like your feet?" And I'm like, "No, I've gotten messages from people who say they want to ejaculate onto my feet." Quite
also,
the opposite.
Wiki feet. We'll track it.
Right.
Speaking of puzzles, we have a gift for you that we got on our trip.
Oh, yeah. We got you a little extra birthday gift.
Oh, my God.
It's absolutely not wrapped. It's absolutely in the same Target bag from your other gift.
And if we could go ahead and open that to the camera, please.
Yeah. We know you love puzzles.
We know. I love it.
Lower it so they can see it in front of the mic.
I was hoping it was
I don't know which to do first.
Nude,
this one or the cat puzzle my mom gave me. I love them both equally,
yeah,
but in
we
very
must have
different
been in
ways.
On sale. On sale, too.
I
sorry
love
about.
It. I thought we had gotten you a nude one.
No, there was nude ones.
Damien.
There wasn't.
I love that it,
no,
I love that it has his name in cursive.
Damien.
That's great. Oh,
if
I'm
anyone knows Damien and can get him in touch
right
with us,
we'd love it. Yeah, we'd love to have Damien on the pod.
Anyways, we
were very excited about that.
We stopped at a lion's den trying to get a fist for Steph.
Yeah, and the guy was repulsed when I asked for it. I'm like, "Give me a fist."
Yeah. Do you have the fist that's on your website? And he acted like he's not a guy who goes
there
for the discounts.
That's what that cunt Jennifer at Ulta acted like when I asked for the nose hair trimmer they have on their website. She was like, we don't have that. And I was like, actually, you do, bitch.
Yeah, you dumb.
Fucking show me where it is.
You know what you should get?
And she did. And then she felt salty.
Oh, good.
She should.
Well, she should.
We don't have that. So it's, so you just.
Oh, really? I'm the only woman who's growing nose hair out here? Fuck you.
No, yeah. I have the one from Amazon that does my mustache, my nose, my sideburns, my beard.
Oh, yeah, this is the same thing.
I'm a man.
The little.
Sorry, that does
You're
my whole
not a man.
Sorry.
You're not a man. Women also produce testosterone, and I'm
and
sorry to say
hair.
It, but we grow hair mustache. All the same places men do, just usually less.
Yeah, and we have the burden of having to get rid of it.
Hate to kill your boners. We're mammals, too. Don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, our
then
bodies.
Why don't fucking
love
seals
it or leave
have
it.
A full mustache? Oh, they got whiskers.
I saw a guy on a dating app once, and he was like, I am not interested in dating a woman with facial hair. This includes any kind of, like, blonde peach fuzz.
Oh, so you want to die alone?
So if anyone knows an amphibian who's looking to date an asshole, I know a guy.
That guy wants a lizard inside of him. Are you sick
That's
right now?
Insane.
I would have reported that account. That's a full report for me.
That's
just so you know, a woman with no peach fuzz is a woman who waxes her full face because she's hairy. I don't
and
know what
you
to tell
think
you.
Like, and that's going to be the most high maintenance
no
woman
one,
you'll ever
so,
meet.
You're yeah.
Like, oh yeah.
That she has to
like,
fully wax her face. That's,
I didn't realize
she has
so
to fully
have,
wax her face all the time now before her
no,
husband finds out about like in secret.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah.
I have a very I'm head to toe hair, and like you guys are fair, so you can't see your hair. I have darker.
That's not
hair.
True.
Well, my stomach is crazy, so
you
I
don't
have
know
like,
what I've seen.
I'll show you. I have like a treasure trail. Happy trail. We call it a treasure trail in Canada.
Yeah, we call it a treasure trail in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. So I like tweeze it. So
the first
I was like,
episode all over again.
I was in San Fran this weekend, and I was showing the person who stayed with me, and she's like, "Whoa, why don't you wax that?" I was like,
"Why don't you not be a fucking bitch?"
I was like, "Well, actually, I one time nared it." But I just did like a circle so I look like a fucking Care Bear. I was just like, I'm like, I look like a fucking Care Bear stare. Like it was a full circle. You see the hairline. And then I was like, what? It
looks
so
like a
bad.
Crop circle?
I look fucking crazy. Like the aliens are fucking landing.
And someone had left a coaster on your stomach.
But like it was a full, the whole stomach, like the whole bear. And I was so embarrassed. But then when I was in...
It's Beer Bear.
When I was in
That wasn't
Telly
about
Ride,
your body. That was
Yes, it was. And
no,
I
it was
took
a,
it and
a cheer
I ran
bear.
With it.
And you're a drinker.
No.
I didn't
wasn't
I
a beer, it wasn't a beer belly
guy.
Joke. Dude.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I realized
I thought
it
was,
up.
But I was like, yeah, I'm not offended by it. That's true. I was in Telluride and I was with Zach for our first 3-day weekend. And I was like showing him, I have scars on
Holy
my ass.
I thought you were going to say 3-day anniversary.
I was showing him the scars on my ass for my sun blisters. And I was like, oh my God, my ass is so hairy. And he's like, no, it's cute. And then I went home, looked at it. My ass is it's the hair on my ass. I almost want to show you.
Didn't
it's
know you took a picture in the car.
It's crazy.
I was showing him the hair on my ass
it's
from
like,
my sun blisters.
I can't even. I was a wax it. I would ass. Need $1 million right now to remove the ass hair I have.
That's
I
not
remember,
true.
Yes, it is.
We'll remove it on the pod for free.
No
I
yeah.
have to. Then
Patreon
I have
a, bonus content. Line up.
I have
so business minded.
No, you just go strip. I just
no,
got.
It's
I just
too
got
much.
A $60 almost full wax from a woman in. Larchmont. So I feel like it's out there in a reasonable.
Was she good?
Right. She was.
I need to get mine
she
done.
She laughed a lot at how, because I, of course, kept making comments. They're like, sorry, don't worry, I'm going to tip you out. Like, what a yeah, pussy. Yeah. You know, like, because yeah, it's weird. Also, it was upsetting that I was waiting in my chair. I had an appointment and someone came up and they're like, eyebrow wax. And I'm like, oh, it's way worse than that. Yeah. Also, I never got my eyebrows waxed. Now I feel like I need to.
No.
But
don't ever touch those eyebrows. You leave them where you are.
Eyebrow trauma.
I have trauma. Don't you dare get a tweezer. Don't you dare get a wax strip. Don't you dare.
Little bitty beep.
No.
And they all fall out.
Yeah.
They were all attached to one. It just comes out like a thread.
Just was one really long one.
I want to read you. A listener sent us a DM of a little long distance tip that I thought was kind of spicy.
Okay.
That maybe other people, you know, send us your long distance relationship tips, but maybe you can use this one. Sometimes we aren't available at the same times, but it can be hot to shower and get dressed for the day on FaceTime while your partner's jerking off. Anyways, showering. And I feel like I don't want to get dressed, but I don't know. The shower thing's kind of hot.
I fingered myself the second I saw him last night on FaceTime and he watched me. I'm sick. I also realized I just got back from the comedy store and didn't wash my hands. And I'm like, oh, God, I gave myself something.
Oh, God. After touching that mic that everyone's touched.
I know. I touched the mic. I'm touching handles.
He's got Hep C from a ghost.
Oh, yeah.
I did. And I was like, I started doing it. I'm like, I didn't wash my hands. He's like, oh, God. I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, why would
I? Oh, like, you're not going to do nastier things like that in the future.
No, it's I could have washed. And I also realized how hairy I was on there. I'm like, I shouldn't be showing anybody this right now.
Yeah, it's a weird.
Except your boyfriend who loves and accepts you as you are.
No, yeah. But yeah. But it was also just a bad angle. And it was just, the whole thing wasn't
Is there a good angle for that? I feel like.
The lighting was off. I was using my laundry hamper. It was like the dog came in, was squeaking the toy. I'm like, this is too much. Susan came right in with a shit. And I'm like, I'm trying to like, I'm like, and then I'm like, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm like, Susan, damn it. Susan, stop. Like, it was so
funny. Oh, yeah. Susan, quit eating the sheets.
Susan, let mama finger herself on FaceTime.
Anyway, where were we?
Oh, I'm so wet.
I'm so sexy. Oh, God, trying to be fucking
Susan.
Oh, God, Susan.
Not a hot name to yell out. She loves Auntie Laura.
Oh, she's the best.
She's so fucking cute. It's stupid. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
I love this puppy.
Love that. I love that, you know, you got to find ways to stay connected when it's long
Thank
distance.
God it's FaceTime. Because if we, picture before back in the days, we were writing a letter, waiting months.
Or even
dearest letter?
Yeah, or even having to make a long distance call is like.
Yeah, going to a payphone.
Beep, 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 beep.
Damn, when I said the wrong number. Do you accept this call?
Call and collect. Hey, I'm not wearing any panties. I'm at a gas station. Answer.
Bye.
There's this app called Marco Polo. And I don't know why it's any better than like sending a video, but I think because it doesn't like store in your phone.
Does it not store? Is that the secret?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Because I
like that.
We've been using it and it's nice because we can just check in. One of us can tell the other one, you know, I can tell him about my day and whatever and vice versa. And then
and
he can tell
that?
Me about his and then we can just go to like, we don't have to be. Yeah, it's a really good way to communicate. I didn't really understand the point at first because I was like, well, couldn't we just send each other videos?
Yeah.
But I really like it.
And over, like, texting stuff like that, you think it's just, like, more connecting
yeah.
to see each other? Because I know Jeffrey Baldinger does that with his girlfriend. They do Marco Polo's
Jeffrey Baldinger does it with me. He's the only person besides
Dave
who sends me Marco Polo's.
Started the app.
Yeah. It's Snapchat for adults who aren't just showing their dicks.
Right.
You could show your
dick on it. But, yeah. And then it's just, like, at the bottom, it's just, like, a bar of all of your little videos.
Oh, that's okay.
Cute.
That's fun.
Yeah, I just...
Yeah, we started doing it when I was in... Ireland, and so there was like a huge time difference.
Oh, that's nice because you can
wake up and see it versus trying to line up the. Yeah,
right.
I do like
or worrying about like waking him up with the text.
Oh, because it's a separate.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Okay.
And you can have the notifications off.
Yeah.
But then I would forget to check them. No, I wouldn't. If my partner was overseas, I'd probably be like, "Did he? Why hasn't he Marco Polo'd me?"
Yeah.
I just do a lot of FaceTime.
Or you would open the app to send them one, and you would see one.
Yeah, that's true. That's and then you don't have to worry about like probably. Rates of international
it's not a
Wi-Fi
thing
and
so that makes
Wi-Fi.
Sense
yeah
well,
which is also starting to go away or there's plans where you can have like I have an international unlimited but it's not unlimited it like caps out the data
you know what really pisses me off is when I pay for Wi-Fi on a plane and then the Wi-Fi on the plane sucks
it should be immediately refunded
but it pisses me off because it's like it's worth more than $5 of my time to call and get a refund you know, so like I don't ask for a refund because my time is more valuable than what I paid for the Wi-Fi.
But
I could call and be like, hey, I want a refund for these four flights.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. I didn't.
I think you could. And also
done.
You're a medallion member, so they'd probably give it to you because you fly
a medallion. Yeah. Ooh, I just got a heavy credit card. I got the old United Mileage Plus.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby. Yeah. We're going
that's
in that
my
lounge.
Amex.
Every comedian should have a heavy ass credit card. They should be in a lounge.
Yeah. You whatever airline you choose, get the thing that gets you in the lounge.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to like bump up whatever flights I have left just because I'm so close to medallion that I want to have it for next year just because. Then I'll be closer to getting the next level or whatever.
Yeah.
But man, it's.
I'm pumped.
It pays for itself.
The line between platinum and diamond is like big. Like I would have to spend another 11 grand on my credit card this year to get to diamond.
Because we're fucking traveling fools.
Yeah. Is it more, but like miles? What is the miles versus the money you'd have to spend? Do you know?
No clue. But you have to get both.
Oh,
you have to have one from each category.
Well, we're gonna get there.
Oh.
We gotta. Where are we all gonna be? Let's say our dates. Wrapping up the old pod here.
We're wrapping up.
Yeah. I'm not gonna be anywhere because I got that job.
Oh, great!
That's keeping me in LA.
Well, that's good.
I think I have Vancouver coming up still in December, but
we'll be here.
Zany's Chicago's canceled.
Oh shit!
Postponed.
You'll be back.
She'll
postponed.
Be back.
Yeah, you'll be
postponed.
All back.
Postponed. Yeah. A lot of my shit's postponed.
Yeah.
I will be, oh, I guess this comes out next Monday. So if you're at Skankfest, it's sold out, but I'm assuming some people are already going to be there. I'll be there. I'll be around Friday and Saturday. But more importantly, if you're in Dallas, I'm going to be in Dallas at TK's Comedy Club the 20th through the 23rd of October. And then my November, I'm in town. I don't have anything till December.
Don't you just have the cutest little ankles? Look at those.
Me?
Aren't they cute? I am, if you're in West Palm Beach, I'm sorry, I got postponed as well. Next weekend, the 13th, 14th, 15th, I will not be there. I'll be in Salt Lake City with my boyfriend. But
so come
then,
check her out.
But I'm also going to be in D.C. Comedy Loft November 6th. And then November 10th in New York City. You fucking New Yorkers say you want to see me. Then I leave and you go, you were in New York? Yeah, I'm going to be in New York doing an hour show, a theater in the round type show at like a cool venue called Le Poisson Rouge. I'm doing mostly crowd work. So come Red fucking
fish.
To that goddamn show. November 10th, part of the New York Comedy Festival.
Yeah, even if, by the way, this is going to be such a cool venue and such a unique experience, especially if you have seen Steph live, you already know how physical she is. But if you haven't, there's a theater in the round is one thing for anybody, but Steph doing full circle crowd work, crazy, high energy. So if you're anywhere within, if you get to New York by train, anywhere in the, what is that, Northeast? I don't know what to call it. This, like, Philly, take a train. Like, literally, it's going to be a very unique experience. So just get your tickets and go.
But I'm also going to be in Philly for Thanksgiving.
Don't come. Philly, stay there. Stay.
Yeah, but if you're in like fucking any
Rhode
other
Rhode Island
yeah,
where
yeah,
there's
yeah,
not
yeah,
a
yeah, yeah, yeah.
club
come,
that you're
come,
going
come.
To. Yeah, so,
also, follow us all on Instagram, for God's sakes, if you're not. Follow Slavspot on Instagram.
Yeah.
We're on YouTube now.
We are.
Go watch our full videos on YouTube.
Full episodes.
Yeah.
Also, we have a Patreon. Yes. Patreon.com/Slavspot. And everyone who joins this month, your membership, whatever, subscription for this month, we're putting them all towards breast cancer research in honor of, saving tits.
Yeah.
In honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So
thanks for listening. Keep DMing us. Nice things.
Nice things. Yep.
Okay.
But not too nice. Don't be gross.
But not too nice. Ew.
Okay. Happy birthday, Lara. Bye.
Thanks, bye. Follow the podcast at SlobsPod. Follow me at Lara Bites.
Follow me at Steph Tola. Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.